Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. So point the arrow now. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now. That's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans. Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday, June the 20th, of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, my sisters, we've got a very important message for you. We are on part five of the seven-part series, but we are actually on step number six, and we're talking about niche mastery, which is self-mastery, because your niche is yourself. So by being in tune with yourself, you have the potential to master yourself. If you are of hue, if you are a melanated individual, then we are taking it to a whole nother level because we are doing the Carbon 7 Super Series, and we are revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying your supernatural powers or your super nature powers, which is you are a generator. that has the potential to be an electrical capacitor to convert the sun's energy, not only the S-U-N, but the S-O-N. You have the ability to convert that and to absorb it so that you become a superconductor or a super generator or a super single standing column of waveform energy. Some call it the black hole or the universe. Now, when we tie that into sales and marketing, which is what we are talking about in step six, I don't do sales, I do service. So sales and marketing, I have to put that term out there so that way people can understand it from a capitalistic or a Caucasian perspective. Now, it is no disrespect against, again, the Caucasian or capitalistic system. It's just like the Greek system or just like the Roman system or the African-American system, because that's the system that's giving homage. That is giving recognition. That is giving acknowledgement. That is actually a compliment, because the capitalistic Caucasian system is the system that we live in today, and it is a great system. It is a great system based upon, again, supply and demand. And if there is nothing, then you create artificial supply by you creating demand for something that doesn't exist. And we do that by the Hellingian dialectic, which, again, if you've never heard that term, Hellingian dialectic, it is if there is no problem, you create a problem. Therefore, if I got a lot of water and we live in an area where there is no need for water, I am going to create a problem by putting in a dam that will make the water go around you so that way you are forced to buy my water. Now, the Hellingian dialectic is a great system. I'm not saying anything against it. We all grew up and we all learn economics. We all learn, again, capitalism. I don't teach that. I teach clarinomics. I don't teach economics. So most people come to me or they listen to my teachings and they don't understand it because they don't understand why I don't teach the traditional sales and marketing. What I teach is based upon three principles that are broken down into the word focus, discipline, and order. And so another way of saying those three words, focus, discipline, and order, is purpose, principles, and morals. So if you don't have purpose, if you don't have principles, you don't have morals, you don't have a marketing campaign. So my marketing, if you go to my Eagles book and you see that my sales process, that my marketing process, that my customer acquisition process is based upon leverage. It's me providing a service. I'm not trying to sell a product. So therefore, I have a purpose. My purpose has established a set of principles. These principles, again, gave me a specific set of rules or a process that I call morals. So these morals or this morality is just basically broken down into seven ways of expressing, exposing, and expanding this. Now, I do have something very similar called, again, my a system that teaches people metaphysical marketing. Now, I was going to redo that show, and I did that about five times. I went back over my notes, and I realized that I didn't realize I had taught the seven keys of metaphysical marketing that many times already. So that is available already for free on the internet. You just type in metaphysical marketing. It pulls it up. I have a course that goes a little deeper. I have some free stuff that'll get you started. You can go to my website, masterteacher33.com, click on the link that says metaphysical marketing and read the seven keys to metaphysical marketing. That will get you to first base. Today we want to talk about second base, third base, and home plate. So in order for you to be successful, and again, not a business. Not business is busyness. I'm not interested in being busy. I want to be effective. Now, I started off, I just wanted to be busy and I want to make money. Now, I want to do what is one of the keys of the seven keys to sales and marketing with Clarinomics. Seven keys. Now, this is very important if you're part of the Clarinomics Life Optimization Team, because this is my expectations of you. And so if you don't think that this system is one that is fitting, then you may want to rethink either joining or rethink or remarket how you are positioning yourself. Because remember, life optimization is about optimizing your life. That means that you come in contact with your higher self. You're coming in contact with your creator. You're becoming one with the Pleroma. You're becoming one with the big G. You're becoming one with God. Now, there is a step-by-step process. So we talked about step one, finding your niche. Your niche is your problem. So God gave everybody a problem. He sent the only way that you can be on earth is that you had a problem in heaven. The only way that you are on earth is that you have a problem that you work through. And so you're here to basically be rejoined or reconnected back with the Father. And it is through going through that adversity, your problem that you think you have. See, it's your attachments. See, you are attached to something. All problems stem from attachments. If you release what you have, that problem will go with that attachment. Now, think about that very carefully. All problems come from attachments. Let me say that again. That's why I says detach from the goal, attach to the role. The role is yourself, mastery. So let me make sure you understand. If I attach to myself and there's a problem within myself, myself knows how to heal myself. Because again, myself is a part of the black hole. Myself is a part of the dark ether. Myself is a part of nature. Myself is a part of the universe. Myself is a part of the big G. So there is no problems inside of the big G. So if I just return back to source, I become one. That means if I have shareable experiences, that means if I can share my thoughts. If again, God says that my thoughts are not like his thoughts. So if I can make my thoughts like his thoughts, I become like him. And so my goal is to detach from everything that is limiting me and that is prohibiting me from becoming one with the Father. So there are things in your life, alcohol, drugs, porn, food, you know, chasing the, you know, the poo nanny or chasing, you know, whatever we're doing, those are attachments. We gotta wean ourselves from Instagram. See, we live in a world right now where everything is instant. So if you ever notice that, you know, I like Instagram. I'm on Instagram, but Instagram is designed for one thing. It's a distraction. Facebook is a distraction. Everything is a distraction unless you monetize it. And so the goal is to understand your purpose. So the first thing is I find my niche, which is my problem, because my problem is my product. And my product, again, gives me my profit. So once I find my niche, then I need to, again, my niche is my problem. So now I got to solve my problem. So before I can get to step six that I'm on today, I got to go through step one. I got a problem. Step two, I got to solve my problem. I got to find my negative habit pattern, and I got to monetize it. I got to figure out I'm in a loop. I keep doing the same shizness over and over and over again. I got to get out. I got to get out. I got to detach. I got to detox. I got to get rid of the aliens from within. See, the enemy is within. See, you're looking for the enemy out there. The enemy is your diet. The enemy is the way that you think. The enemy is the members, maybe the members of your own household. The enemy is the members of your own. I say own household. I'm talking about your own thoughts. I'm not talking about somebody else. See, no problems exist outside of you. The problem is within inside of you. So if you solve your problem, your stinking thinking, your stinking actions, because remember, your thoughts precede your emotions, and your emotions lead to your actions. So those are the three problems that you have. The number one problem that you got is your thoughts. The second problem that you got is your feelings. You call them your emotions. And the third problem you got is your behavior. You call it your actions. So most people just try to deal with their actions. They never deal with their emotions. And so they try to starve it. And so they separate themselves, they isolate, they do all of this shizness to try to stop the behavior without dealing with the emotion. And then, or they come up with this fancy technique to try to deal with their emotionalism or their emotion. They go see some Reverend Dr. Bishop or some guru, and they, you know, they sing Kumbaya. They say a couple of Hail Marys, or they do some mantra, and they say, okay, I've dealt with my emotion, but they didn't deal with their thoughts. So remember, step number two, the way that you remove your negative habit pattern is you reverse engineer the problem. So the problem is, okay, I got bad behavior. Now, remember, I said at the beginning of today's show, three things, you should write these three down, three things down: purpose, principles, and morals. Well, I have purpose, and my purpose gave me my principles, but I don't got no damn morals. So the thing that has been prohibiting me from being successful is I ain't got no morals. I'm unethical. I have no integrity. I have no honor. I'll do anything to make a buck. And if you got that, if you got that mentality, you will never make a buck. Money runs from unethical people. Now, people tell me all the time, well, brother, I know a lot of people that have no ethics and no morals, and they got money. It's because they got their money before they start violating their morals, and they are able to keep their money because they still got purpose. Now, we're talking about going or going to or getting into that 1% level. So you got to have purpose, you got to have principles, and you got to have some, you got to have a system of morals that if your moral, if you work out and your morals, which is my morals is that I'm going to do frequent intense training. So therefore I don't violate my morals for poo nanny. I don't violate my morals for dollars. I don't violate my morals for nobody. Now, if you don't know, I'm learning this. I used to violate my morals, and then I realized that I wasn't being successful without them. So I had to go back and get them because I was taught from people who had no morals. So, again, my upline, if you want to use that term, or my life coach was a little unscrupulous or had some unscrupulous, you know, not a great person. But, again, it takes all three. Because if we want to solve – now, remember – we're talking about monetizing the thing that's whooping your ass right now. We're not talking about, you know, monetizing something that you like. We're talking about something that you are afraid of. So you're going to take a bully and you're going to tell the bully to go work for you. That's not going to work unless you got a way to defeat the bully. So we got to figure out how do we solve our negative habit problem. Well, that's step number three. Step number three is you turn your problem into your product. Now, the way that you turn your problem into your product, which is step number three, is to understand step number four. And step number four is your problem has potential. See, right now, the problem that you have is the reason that you have that problem is because that problem, again, is a distraction from your purpose. So your problem is the thing that you need to monetize because that is the bridge, that is the vehicle, that is the horse that you're going to ride into prosperity. So your problem's potential. If you got a big problem, that means you got a big potential. You got a big profit. Now, the way that you monetize your problem is to understand the details of the problem. That means you reverse engineer the problem. So let's take all black people. All black people, for example, in my Carbon Super 7 series I'm teaching, all black people got a problem. All black people, let me rephrase that. Let me just talk about myself. I had a problem. I'm a black man in America. I hated myself because I saw white people. So the reason, not the only reason, but the subconscious, unconscious, psychological reason. Now, please hear me clearly, because if you don't, you're going to miss the entire message. As a black man in America, why did I marry outside of my race? What is the unconscious? See, nobody like to talk about this shizness. Now, I'm not against interracial marriages, none of that bullshizness that everybody does talk about. See, I was married for 25 years to a Caucasian lady. I endured the stares. I'm not reading about some shizness I read of a freaking book. I lived the life. And so I got a healthy disdain for Negrolets and Caucasians who try to speak on an issue that they don't know nothing about. So I can bring my five children in, they'll tell you the exact same thing. And everybody that is mulatto, or everybody that is half and half, especially black and white, they all say the same thing. Who the hell am I? Because black people don't accept me. These are the conversations I have with my children yesterday. So spare me the rhetoric of people who don't know. That's why you cannot listen to people who ain't been where you're trying to go. So a black man will marry outside of his race and outside of his color because it's a unconscious way of basically being a part of the system that he believes is better than his. Now, I don't know. Now, this has been, that's why I like Dr. Umar Johnson. Everybody, you know, don't like the brother, but the brother is a clinically trained psychologist, was head of Pennsylvania, got freaking, I don't know how many, 3 PhDs. He speaks on this issue, and I agree 1,000% because I live the issue. I understand the psychological effects of Willie Lynch. I understand the psychological effects of slavery because I was freaking raised in it. I didn't read about it. So my compassion and my love goes both sides. Because I understand, because I was a black man who I turned my back on my race and my people, and I went into the Caucasian world, and I've been a Caucasian for 25 years. I lived with Caucasians. I hung out with them. I worked with them because I wanted to be one. Because my race didn't have nothing to offer, at least I thought. And still I start to understand that you've been hoodwinked. Thus the reason for the Carbon 7 Super Series. Because what I know now versus what I didn't know 25 years ago is totally different. So everything I teach is based upon real life OGs. That means, again, I learned from the school of hard knocks. I got my degree from the school of hard knocks, not from Harvard. And so it's very important because your problem, what problem did I have? I had no freaking identity. I turned my back on my culture. I turned my back on my history. I never took a black history class. I knew nothing about black history. I didn't know who Medgar Evers was. I didn't know who Marcus Garvey was. I didn't know who freaking none of the black ancestors or leaders was, because I didn't care, because them Negroes couldn't do nothing for me because they didn't have no money. Everybody, when I was a kid, that I saw that had money, that was white. So I wanted to be white, and I pursued it, and I went out into that world. And so what I'm teaching you now is that's not my niche. I'm a short black man. I'm not a tall Caucasian. So therefore, I didn't have no morals and no scruples, no principles, no ethics. Because if you got morals, if you got principles, if you got some freaking integrity, if you got honor, you will never turn your race, your back on your race. You would never turn your back. My mother is a black woman. I would never, ever turn my back. But the only way you can do it is if you ain't got no damn morals. And the only way you ain't got no morals is because you ain't got no knowledge. You ain't got no education. And the only way you ain't got no education is you ain't got no purpose. And so without understanding purpose, because where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. And so let me get into these 7 steps, because you need to get these, man. Because this is the only way that your life is going to change. See, I don't teach. See, the traditional. See, the way that I have residual income coming in is because I have focus, discipline, and order. And now I've learned I put people over paper. See, before I used to have paper over people. I would do anything for paper. Now I do things for people. Does it get me in trouble? Yes. But guess what? I would rather. Because, see, I never loan nobody nothing. If I give somebody something, I don't expect you to pay me back. Number one, focus. Set your imagination. See, when I was a young whippersnapper, I was looking at everybody else's shizness. I didn't have nobody to pull me around, slap me around, and say, yo, Negro, you a black man. You need to study your race first and understand the plight of it before you freaking ignore it, before you disrespect it. You don't even know nothing about, you never even taken a black history class. You don't even know your ancestors. You don't even know where you're from. Now, again, it has nothing to do with race. It has to do with respect. It has to do with honoring yourself. It has to do with self-love. It has to do with self-respect. So the fact that I'm in a black body, that's not who I really am. This is just a vehicle I'm driving. But if I'm driving a Ford, why would I go study what a damn Mercedes, how Mercedes-Benz works? If I got a Toyota, why the hell am I hanging out at the damn Lexus dealer? If you drive in a freaking Ford, you don't go and hang out at the Mercedes-Benz dealer. So I'm a black man. What the hell am I doing hanging out with the white culture? It has nothing to do with race. It has to do with ethics. It has to do with morals. It has to do with common sense. It has to do with nature or nature. So I want to be a super nature or supernatural. But I can't exercise my supernatural powers until I understand my basic nature. So human nature, which is spiritual nature, I neglected it because nobody set me down and said, you are in this particular body because the Father knows that you need this vehicle to learn this lesson. If you neglect understanding, you got to reverse engineer the problem to understand the damn problem. So I reverse engineered the problem of the black man. Now I understand the problem. Now I can freaking solve the problem. Now I can monetize the problem. I know every black man's problem. If you're a black man, I know exactly what's going on in your head because I'm a black man. I didn't read about being a black man in no damn book. Now, I need you to understand because, see, your problem that you got may not have nothing to do with race. It may be do with food. You could have been raised in a culture, in an environment where everybody overeats. And everybody thinks it's cool and it's normal and it's natural. But it is robbing you. Now, remember, whatever you are attached to, that's what is robbing you. So your detachment, you got to detach from the thing that you are attached to. So I was attached to not being black. I wanted to be white because if it was white, it was right. And so I had to monetize it. I had to go into the problem and I had to find it. That was number four. And then number five, I had to create content. That's why I started my website, Wake Up Black America. That's when I started off. I started off in fitness. And I started off dealing with the Willie Lynch syndrome because there was 20 things that on the banks of the Chesapeake Bay in Virginia in 17, whatever year it was, when you add 300 years, it comes out to the year 2012. I did all the research, almost wrote a book on it because I studied to show myself approved, rightly dividing the word of truth. And that leads me to number six. Number one, focus. I have focus, discipline, and order. I don't care where you go in life. If you do not have those three things, you will not be successful. Sales and marketing is the result of focus, discipline, and order. Focus is the ability to set your imagination. Focus is the ability to set your imagination on your niche, which is your problem, which is your product, which is your purpose. That's why you're here on earth. You're here on earth because you got a problem that you need to transmute, and you can then once you transmute it, you're going to be the master teacher of that particular niche. That's why you're here on earth. You're here to put people over paper. You're here to help other people. You're not here to get no paper. But just in the process, the Father said, well, you need paper to get by, so I'm going to give you some icing on the cake. So the icing on the cake is paper. So my niche, my ability is that I have this thing. Now, what is that thing? I call it dunamis power. What is the dunamis power? When I speak, people listen. I have a mouthpiece, as my children would say. That mouthpiece was given to me by my Father, and it was sharpened by the Ruach and the Pneuma, or the Holy Spirit. So number one, you got to focus all of your attention on your problem. So that way it becomes your product. Your problem is your purpose. Number one, focus. All of your problem. Now, focus, discipline, and order. But if you got focus, you're going to automatically have discipline. And then if you got discipline, eventually you're going to automatically get order. So those three can be bottled up in one word, focus. Number two, never expect shiznits from nobody. Somebody needs to write that down. Unrealistic expectation is the kiss of death. You mean to tell me, now I got customers. This just happened. I had customers. I had to say, man, everything was going great. I had got my customers. I had people, everybody was paying me. First 2 or 3 months, everything was going great. Then I had 4 customers stop paying me. And I was expecting them to pay me. I had built my lifestyle on them paying me. In the last 2 months, 4 people, clients, stop paying me or start paying me less. I noticed, and I still effed up. I still attached myself, and I expected, always expect the worst out of people. Because when it happens, it won't mess up your damn day. So you walking around and you expect somebody to treat you right because you treat them right. you're setting yourself up for failure. I see this all the time in relationships. The reason why I don't blow a tire and have no fit and go, you won't see my black ass on front of no bridge getting ready to jump, because I understand human nature. Now, I love my wife. My wife loves me. But if my wife come home today, say, honey, I've been banging the neighbor, and you got to go. Okay, cool. And I'm out. I don't have unrealistic expectations. I live in the freaking real world. Now, I learned the hard way. And I still messed up because I was expecting good people because they was paying. 3 months they paid, you know, 2-3 months. It was going great. And I should have kept bringing in new customers. But what I do? I got relaxed. I got happy because I built a system. And I had people that was paying me on time. Some people paid cash. Some people paid monthly payments. Everything was going great. Do you know what 4 people paying $500 a month, if they stop, you know what that comes out to? Yeah, you can do the math. So that puts a dent in your income. Because I forgot. Step number two. Number one, I am responsible for building my dream. Number two, never expect something to happen just because you built it. Now, this is a very delicate situation because what you think about, you bring about. I need to be crystal clear on the definition of the words that I'm using. Now, detach and expectation are cousins. When I say detach, I'm talking emotionally, you gone. When I'm talking about expectations, I am talking about physical. I'm not talking about spiritual. Detach and expectations. When I say unrealistic expectations, when you expect something to happen, it's physical. When you detach, spiritual. So when I say detach from the goal, but attach to the role, you make a goal and you pull your emotion out of it and you put your emotion in the action. That is why people are not successful. Because whatever you put your energy into is what your attention is going to go to. If your intention, that's why you cannot put your energy, you got to detach. If your goal is to make $1 million, that is your goal. You make that your goal and then you detach from it. You take all of your emotion out of it. Now, there's nobody on earth teaching that. I don't know nobody. Everybody else is talking about, you know, put your emotion in it. That's why you go to step two. That's why step two happened to me. The moment you do that, if you put your emotion into something and it doesn't happen, what happens? The Bible calls it hope deferred. Waxes the heart cold. Turns you off. You become emotional. You become frantic. You get pissed off. You get angry. You want to lash out. So number one is focus. Number two, never, ever expect something to happen just because you designed it to happen. Never expect. Make sure that your expectations are realistic. Unrealistic expectations, misplaced dependency is the kiss of death in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships. Make sure that your expectations are realistic. Unrealistic expectations. You're expecting something to happen and it don't happen. Then what do you do next? You are in trouble. So if I loan you money and you tell me you're going to pay me on Friday and I'm expecting you to pay me on Friday and you don't pay me on Friday, me and you're going to have a problem. But if I loan you money on Friday and I tell you I need you to pay me on Friday, but I'm not expecting you to pay me on Friday, I could care less. My life is not built on your money. My life is built on my focus. If your life is built on somebody else's focus, and you're depending up on somebody else paying your bills, and you're depending up on some, even though you provided them with a product, service, information, your customers, as I've learned, they don't have to pay you if they don't want to. I don't give a damn if you give them the product or not. People are going to do what they are going to do. Your expectations must be on yourself. So what do I do? My focus is on bringing in new clients. Now, I still want my current clients to pay me, and my old clients, but if they don't, you will not see me on CNN. I'm not going to call you. I'm too busy doing number three. Number one, focus. Number two, make sure that your expectations are realistic. Unrealistic expectations in this game will get you killed. Never expect somebody to do something for you that you should be doing for yourself. Number three, mind your own damn business. Now, see, if I had been doing number three, number two would have never happened. Number three, mind your own business. Stay consumed. See, when I say mind your own business, you mean to tell me you got a business, but you are doing something else. Call me. My wife just called me. She said, babe, what are you doing? What I told her, I said, I'm doing deer canary reports. My daughter called me. Dad, what are you doing? I'm doing deer canary reports. My son texted me last night. Dad, what's up? What are you doing? I'm doing deer canary reports. I'm minding my own business. If you got time to do somebody else's business, if you got time to be on Facebook, if you got time to be on, if that's just instant gratification. That is freaking distraction. Unless you are on Instagram posting your product, you should not be on Instagram. If I call you and I ask you, what are you doing? You should tell me, Doc, I'm minding my own business. I suggest you do the same thing. I ain't got time to be freaking just chatting on the phone. If I'm on the phone, I'm doing a one-on-one. I ain't got time just to be texting pleasantries. I may text you good morning. I'll see you at the top because that's purpose-based. But I'm not going to text you and say, how is your mother and your dog doing? Because really, I don't give up. Now, no disrespect, but I'm minding my own business. You should be too. You should be so consumed with doing you, boo-boo. You ain't got time for what's going on. What's going on, Love and Hip Hop? I don't know what's going on. I'm too busy, brother. I'm too busy. I'm minding my own business. I'm staying in my own lane. Now, stay in your own lane, brother. Stay in your own lane. If you want to be successful, stay in your own lane. There's a lot of lanes. There's a lot of distractions. The enemy is pulling on your time. You only got 24 hours a day. You only got a certain amount of time on this planet. You live in your life that you're going to be here forever. One day, your number is going to be called, and all of the shizness that you should have been doing, you're going to be just like me. Oh, damn, I wasted time. So make sure that you mind your own business. Make sure that you stay in line. Make sure that you focused on what you're supposed to be doing. Make sure that you isolate yourself. Make sure that you declutter your life. Now, I'm not talking about this, you know, hermit stuff where you go out and live in no damn woods and, you know, cut off from people and you get off the grid. Now, if you want to do that, that's cool. But make sure that's your lane. Make sure that's your calling. So if I call you at any time of the day and ask you, what are you doing? You just say, Doc, I'm relaxing. Why are you relaxing? Because I just spent 16 hours, homie, doing what I'm doing. So now I'm detoxing. I'm watching my favorite show to relax me before I go to bed. Okay, that's cool. Why? You put in. You grind today, homie. You put in 16 hours, man, take a break. But if you put in, if you work 2 hours and you spend 8 hours watching your favorite TV, playing video games, hanging out on Facebook, going over to get your instant gratification at Instagram, yeah, you're not minding your business, dog. You're not holding down. You're not the devil is in your shop. You're not you left the hen house unaccompanied. So the wolf is in the hen house. He's eating all your chickens because you playing video games. Are you chasing the pool nanny? Brother Will. So let me make sure you understand, brothers and sisters. Number one, you got to be focused. Number two, make sure your expectations are realistic. You expecting me to pay your bills? I ain't paying your bills, homie. Make sure that your expectations are realistic. Make sure that you can count on the people that you claim you can count on. Number three, mind your own business. Stay in your own lane. Drive your own car. Why are you worried about what's going on in my house? Yeah, take care of your own house. There are people gossiping about what other people, hey, man, did you hear about what's his name? No, I didn't hear about it. Well, you didn't hear about brother so-and-so and sister so-and-so? No. I ain't got time to be worried about brother so-and-so. Shit, I'm worried about my own marriage. I ain't got time to be worried about somebody else's. Shit, taking care of myself is a full-time job. I'm minding my own business, homie. I'm in my own lane. I'm focused. I'm decluttering in my own life. I'm trying to make sure that I focus and have discipline and I got some freaking morals and some order in my own life. Number four, Go from point A to point B. Man, stop driving around in circles. The fastest way to destination is a straight line. Man, stop taking these side roads, Brother Will. Stay focused, homie. You got a purpose. You got a job. Why you freaking looking? Put some blinders on. You ever see why when they run horses, they put them blinders on? They put them blinders on so the freaking horse can be focused. He looks straight ahead. Focus, discipline, and order. Stay in line. And once you get out of line, people tell me, well, Brother Will, I'm going to take a break, dog. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm getting ready to go on vacation pretty soon. Take a family vacation in, I think we're going in September. Until then, my dark behind is going to be grinding. Sun up to sun down and at night. And I'm grinding in a straight line because I did, number one, I set clear objectives. And I'm focusing my mind, my will, my emotion, my imagination, and my intellect. All of my energy is focused on one thing. Getting 200 people to pay me $5,000 a month. That's it. I'm not interested in talking about nothing else, man. Don't call me about talking about no other bullshitness. I ain't interested in talking about nothing except my damn purpose and yours. So if you want to talk about purpose, I am your boy. We can talk 24 hours a day, 365 days if you want to freaking grind. But if you ain't interested in grinding, man, don't call me. I'm not that dude no more. I'm about my purpose. My purpose. I got some freaking principles, and now I'm incorporating some damn morals that's going to take me from point A to point B fast, because I'm tired of going around the damn corner and making the circles and repeating the same old shitness over and over again. I'm not doing that no more, man. I'm going in a straight line from point A to point B. I want IMRs, immediate measurable results. So if you want to talk about that, call me, text me. Hit me up on Facebook. But if you're not interested in immediate measurable results in your niche, then I'm not the person to talk to. Because that brings me to number five. This one my wife taught me. Thank you, baby, for that lesson. Learn to freaking say no. So you will hear me saying no a lot. The power of saying no is a powerful tool. Because it frees up your freaking time. Because every time you say yes to somebody else's dream, you're saying no to your dream. Every time that you say yes to somebody else, you're saying no to yourself. So the more, this is how I know if you love yourself or not. I can tell. All I do is just watch what you do. Because you saying yes to everybody else, that means you hate yourself. That means you go doing just like I did. See, I'm married outside my race. I'm married outside my race. I can't speak on nobody else's issue, man. I don't know. You married outside your race for love. God bless you. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be with you. But I know what I did. I know what I did subconsciously because I hated black people because Negroes were killing each other. I grew up, man, my problem, I never had no problem with no white people. All the problem I had in the hood was for freaking black people because that's all that was in the damn hood. Negroes was dumb as a box of rocks. So, yes, I hate it. I still got a healthy disdain for black folks because we just don't freaking get it. We're the only culture that's killing ourselves. We're the only culture that don't invest in ourselves. We're the only culture that we're freaking, you put 10 Negroes together and they fighting in 5 minutes. We're the only culture. I will never raise a hand at another black person, ever. Punch me in the face, man, I'm going to walk away. I respect you too much. You are God. And we acting like freaking peasants. When are we going to freaking wake up, man? That's why they shooting us like freaking dogs in the street. Because we have no worth and no value in ourselves. This has nothing to do with the Caucasian. It's our own damn culture and lack of it. I'm talking about me. I was a sellout, man. I was a Jew. I was a Judas to my own people. Now, I can't speak on nobody else's issue, but I can speak on mine. And I can tell you the truth because I'm going to always keep it real. The only way that you are going to be successful is to say no to yourself. All of the distractions, say no. You got to choose purpose over poonanny. You got to choose purpose over paper. Purpose, brothers and sisters, is the only way. And you got to say no to the distractions. And you got to say no to other people, especially people in your own house. Sometimes you have to say no to your own family because they used to you like they used to the party dude. They used to, like, when I was a kid, I used to crack jokes. I did the three F's: fun, fighting, and effing. So the only time my family calls me is that, hey, my sisters call me when they need somebody to dude is acting up. My sisters know. They don't call. They don't never call me unless there's a dude in their life they need to get rid of, because they know I'll drop a fool in a minute. And then my sister called me, well, you know, what's name was acting up. That's the primary reason I drove all the way to Arkansas. Both of my sisters had dudes in their life that they need to get rid of. Them Negroes showed up, man, and they didn't even, one dude didn't even freaking show up. I was praying and hoping that somebody would say something stupid. Both of them suckers waited till I got halfway to San Antonio and then called themselves trying to drop my sisters. Punk mother, pardon my French. What am I saying, brothers and sisters? Everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you ain't got to go get it. You have a divine connection with God. You put on this planet for a freaking purpose. The devil's job is to make sure that you are distracted with Instagram, that you are distracted with social media. Social. Go out and freaking socialize. Or you join some damn psychological camp. But you can't join, and you cannot hook up with somebody like me, because I'm going to put you on your life path. Right now, you're on some damn social path. You're going on some social trip. Are you doing some psychological mumbo jumbo? But if you hang out with me, brother, I'm going to put you on your life path. And we're gonna set you straight. Because I'm willing to die for what I believe in. I'm willing to die for this. So it requires purpose, principles, and morals. You got to have some morals. There got to be some rules in your life that you, not even you, are willing to break. But you're going to say no. I don't care if Halle Berry strips down and walk buck naked. If I'm doing Dear Canary reports, if I'm married, if I got purpose, I got morals, man. They say no. We got to have morals. We got to have some principles that is based on our purpose to keep us in our lane. See, I can't have your morals because your purpose requires a different set of morals than what my purpose does. I am a didactic teacher. That means my morals require me to research and spit knowledge. I got to spit the truth because I'm going to stand before God. I got to give him an account for everything that I said. And he's going to say, hey, that dog, you taught this and that was error. And you know you shouldn't be taught because I put it in your spirit. You don't need no damn books. You know that everything I know, I learned through osmosis. I just get book knowledge just to verify it. So when some fool called me and tried to challenge me, I say, hey, go read this book. Everything I share with everybody, I intuitively know. I intuitively know. So when I did the show that talks about, you know, aliens in the body and talks about your diet, I didn't need no books. I knew that Satan was a snake that we called a tapeworm inside the stomach. I just knew. I knew to eat watermelon diet to get rid of it. I just knew. I know to go out in the sun to recharge my carbon. I just knew. I know that Constantine manipulated the Helios Biblos. I knew. I know that Hyperion means son of Helios. I just knew. I know that we have supernatural, we being black people, have supernatural powers. And we, black people, are supposed to be instructing Caucasian people in the process of developing their carbon vessels. Because Yahushua now gave everybody the ability to do this. So there's no more, again, Jew or Gentile. That's what the Bible says. There's no more male or female. There's no more this or that. We are all one in Yahushua. So now when people come with me with the race stuff, and I don't do the race stuff, but I do the physics and the science stuff. The physics and science tell me that I have a black body, and my Caucasian brothers and sisters, they got a white body. So that means that their melanin has to go through a process to produce my carbon. So my job is to teach that because I know it. I didn't read about it in the book. I was born with this knowledge. And so everything I teach, I just intuitively knew. Now, I got some knowledge. I just intuitively knew that if I go to a seance and they saying the same damn name that I'm worshiping in church, something's not right. That dog don't hunt. So I read and I researched. I looked at the definition of the word flaming sword. And then I saw something called the Gematria codes that we call numerology. And then I read in the Tower of Babel what God introduced. Now, before that, they said there was a one accord and there was nothing that they couldn't accomplish. But when you start talking and start writing, you create confusion and people can't get nothing done. So then I knew, hey, scribes and Pharisees. So I went and I looked at the definition of the scribe and it said that anytime you write something, you are actually basically performing a hexcraft. And then I looked at the definition of the word grammar and it means beaming. So I just started researching what I intuitively have been doing. So I already know when my body tells me, eat more fruit. For the last week, I've been having a headache. And I tell you, and it's been so hot here in Texas that even with the AC pumping 24/7, temperature in the house is still like kind of warm, like 80 degrees. Now it's 100 plus outside. And so I sit in the room, which is a converted closet, so it's kind of offset, and there really is no, I don't even think there's an AC vent in here. There's one in the bathroom, but it's a little warmer where my office is at from the rest of the house. And I work out two, sometimes three times a day. And when I work out, my shirt is drenched. I mean, I perspire a lot. And so my spirit told me, Negro, you dehydrated. I like, that's not possible. I make sure I have my lemon water. I'm always drinking water every day. And then my spirit says, Negro, look at the temperature. I said, what about the temperature? See, I don't know. Like this is the problem that I have. Like, let me make sure y'all understand, because this is number six of these seven keys to sales and marketing. Now, you ever heard of a sales and marketing class that has nothing to do with sales and marketing? Because my sales and marketing is service and ministry. So what everybody else, now remember, the Caucasian capitalistic system is based upon sales and marketing. But the Clarinomics Morningstar administration is based upon Clarinomics. Clarinomics is the economy of heaven. So I'm already in heaven. I'm not going there. I'm already there. So since I'm already there, the Father says, you are an ambassador of Clarinomics. You are an ambassador of Christ. Christ is the messianic office that furnishes the one in that office with the power to fulfill that office. Since you've broken down didactically the definition of the word, what some people call Christ, which is really Christ, now you can teach it. And so now I'm going to give you power. So when I speak, I don't have to worry about people listening to me. I know people are going to listen to me because I got dunamis power. But where did I get it from? I got it from the Pleroma. So I can't walk around with my chest tucked out, acting like I'm Benny Hinn. Hell no. I'm just a little short black man from Texas. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in me, the hope of glory. And the same Christ that's in me, he's in you. So my job is to activate the Christos inside of you. And thankfully, the Father told me the body is the Bible. Put the Bible down. Research your body. So I did, and I researched my body, and what I'm going to talk about tonight is going to really blow some cookies for everybody that's part of the Carbon 7 Super Series beings. I'm going to drop some knowledge on y'all tonight that's going to blow y'all cookies. We're going to talk about something that I've heard a few people talk about it, but not very much. We're going to break down DMT. We're also going to break down the green blood of plants and the red blood. And we're going to talk about the hormones inside of the body. And we're going to talk about, for all my Caucasian brothers and sisters, if you are Caucasian, if you know anybody that's Caucasian, if you're Latino, if you're Japanese, if you're anything except crystal dark black, which we really be brown, but if you are any other race besides crystal black, even if you are light-skinned, brother, you still consider, you need to hear this message. If you know anybody that is not black, so that way you can go and know how to talk to black people who talk about themselves being gods and who take our gift and use it as a freaking bat. If you are a white person, you need to listen to tonight's message. Because tonight, after I break down the black body and build the black folks up, then I'm going to break down something again that Well, I can't tell you because then, well, anyway, white folks, there is a process which I've been telling you about that your body does that produces. I'm going to give you the science behind it so I can show you. Because right now, according to your science, you are genetically inferior, not mentally, not financially. In other words, your genetics, your body, which is white people, if you want to prove it to yourself, go outside in the sun and stay out there for like 3 hours, 3 to 6 hours, no sunscreen. If you want to prove that, what brother Will don't know what he's talking about. Okay, if you're Caucasian, go out in the sun. Stay out there for 6 hours. Now, I can go out there and stay out there for 6 hours. Nothing happens to me. You go out there and stay out in 6 hours, you get what is called sunburn. So, and then I need you to go research, why does your skin burn, Caucasian? Then tune into the night show. If you can't afford it, it's $20. Just go to the website, masterteacher33.com, make a $20 donation so that way you can listen to the single message. If you are Caucasian, because you must hear this because you've been lied to, the same way we've been lied to. Artificial light produces artificial life. Somebody write that down. Artificial light produces artificial life. Somebody write that down. Artificial light produce artificial life. Now, this is all part of understanding service and understanding ministry. That's called diaconia. But it's been transmuted into sales and marketing. So in my business, I do service and ministry. I don't do sales and marketing. Number one, I got focus now. I didn't have it, but I got it now. Number two, I have realistic expectations. I never expect nobody to do nothing. If they do, I am pleasantly surprised. Because if they don't, then I'm not disappointed. I'm not setting myself up to be disappointed. I highly recommend it, especially in business. You got, now again, I'm living this right now. 4 clients stopped paying me. So $500 times 4, you do the math. Now that's not all of the income, but that's a piece of the income. So I was expecting that to happen and it didn't happen. Caught me off guard. It ain't gonna happen next month. Whether they pay me or not, I got systems in place. Number three, mind your own damn business. You mean to tell me you can tell me what's going on with everybody else? You know, you calling everybody, you gossiping on the phone, you spending all this time when you could be doing your purpose, finding it if you haven't found it. And then if you, again, purpose is problem, find your problem. And then if you find your problem, you haven't solved it. Your problem is still whooping your So why are you on the phone? Why are you watching all these programs? Why are you freaking on Instagram? Why are you on Facebook? Man, get in your lane. Stay in your lane. Master your purpose. Master your mind your own business. Number four, make sure that you're driving a straight line and stop driving around the block. Stop picking up people. Stop picking up hitchhikers. You ain't got time. You're on a schedule. You're not going to live forever. I know you think you are, but you're not. Nobody's going to live forever. We all here for a certain period of time. So drive in a straight line. Go from point A to point B as soon as you can. Number five, say no. If I text you and I'm talking bullshit, say, Brother Will, I ain't got time, homie. I'm minding my own business like you told me to do. Say no. Understand the power of no. Number six, which I mentioned before, this one is very, very important. Number six, we got one more to go. Number six is understanding that your morals are not set by you. Now, morals are attached by God, your God. Now, everybody got a different God based upon their blood type. Now, I know this is tough for you to believe. I know this is difficult. Your blood type determines your God type. So your morals, my morals, I'm a positive blood. So I'll go to, again, you took the Blood God series, you already know. So, excuse me, as an A positive person, I had to go to the church of Sardis, because I was a part of, in my prior existence with the Father, I was a part of what is called the Adam, because I got A blood for Adam. Remember, AB blood is Adam and Eve. Remember, O blood is the orphan blood, angelic blood. I think I covered all of them. That's AB. B blood is Eve blood. And so each one of those bloods establishes a particular disposition. That disposition that I have is what we call God. Now, I just use the term God because, again, everybody like that word. And if, you know, people say, ooh, God, people tune in. But it really means disposition. Disposition, again, means group of related thought. In other words, your ancestors, inside of your blood, there is a particular program, and it runs unconscious. So you are automatically programmed. For me, I'm A positive. I'm automatically programmed to look good on the outside, but I ain't got shizness on the inside. I'm automatically programmed. I'm automatically programmed to not do what I'm telling you to do, which is principles, purpose, morals. Now, I'm an unethical person by blood. Because why? I come from the dead church. Now, dead people, they ain't got nothing. They're dead. But I go on the outside, I look alive. So I got to know that about, that's my disposition. My disposition, as my wife will tell you, I put a lot of emphasis on how I look. Me and my wife have a lot of debates about, I cannot get up and go to the store just looking any kind of way. I got to, you know, like if it was up to me, I would wear a three-piece suit everywhere I go. Why? I want people to think I'm something, even though I'm not. I'm more interested in how other people look at me than I'm looking at myself. As long as you like me, I'm good. That's why I never had no money. I had a lot of friends. I had a lot of Facebook likes, but I didn't have a dime. Why? My blood type. A positive people, they don't care if they ain't got no substance, as long as people think they got substance. So I had a nice car, had rims, big house, and was broke as a joke. And you will be too, unless you transmute your problem into your product. Now I teach people not to do what I did. So my morals came from my blood type. My blood type just showed me my disposition type, which is the same thing that God told Paul when he says, when Paul said, hey, Father, I got a messenger of Satan. It's in my side. I got this thorn in my side. Please take it out. He asked God three times, and God says, no, my grace is sufficient for it. So when I told God, hey, God, I put a lot of emphasis on how I look, but I'm not really, you know, down with, you know, doing a lot of studying and stuff. You know, could you take this from me? He's like, no, my grace is sufficient for you. I design you like that because of your purpose, so your dark behind will go study. Now, I want people to challenge me. I pray that you research my stuff. And then email me when you think you found an error in what I'm saying. Please do. Please. Because I've transmuted this thing. Man, the only thing that bothers me, the only thing that I'm willing to die for right now, I will die right now if somebody come up to me and they think that they know more than me. Man, I can't do that. Because I spent... You know how long I've been studying? Do you have any clue how many hours I've stayed up? Do you know how much sacrifice I made to get to this point? Man, I take all comers. I will debate. Well, not debate. I will freaking educate anybody. Reverend, doctor, bishop, I do not. I will take anybody, and I challenge anybody to prove me wrong on anything that I've taught and anything that I teach. This Black Body series, I challenge. Man, I got physics on this one. I got all of the scientists. I got all of the Caucasians. The Caucasians people wrote this called Black Body Radiation. They said that the black body absorbs all the energy, retains it, and then converts it into something else and uses it. That's what they said in their books. The Greeks wrote this. No African-American wrote the stuff that I'm sharing. Caucasians wrote it. How do they know more about you, black man, than you know about yourself? But they put it in a language that you don't freaking read. You know what I'm saying? You don't know about no damn chemistry. You don't know about no electrical engineering. So you got a, how in the hell you got a God that's freaking, he's freaking from Arab, he's really Aramaic, but he got a damn Greek name, and he's from the Middle East, and he's Caucasian. What? How the hell, there was no Caucasians where Yahushua was supposed to be born. And how the hell we got a God, how the fuck we got an Arab God with a freaking Greek name? And nobody see nothing wrong with that? Now, to you, that may not be an issue, but again, I'm a teacher. I can't teach error, because why? I'm designed to teach error. So when I teach error, I'm violating my morals. So my morals come from my blood. So does yours. So your morals ain't going to have nothing to do with my morals. So morals are not universal. That's the lie that they've been teaching everybody. This universal morality ain't that dog don't hunt. Your morals is determined by what I shared with you in the Blood God series. So you might want to go back and re-listen to that series, find out what your blood type is and what church your church, remember, is code. Everything in the Bible is code for circle. Circle is code for blood, because anybody got blood that's not in the circle? Is anybody got that? Look at your blood cells. And inside of the blood is a church. The church is called the nucleus. It's called the new clay. And inside of the nucleus, that's where worship takes place. It's called work. It takes place. So the body is the Bible, and the Bible is the body. So your marketing is based upon your morals, but you ain't got no morals because you ain't got no blood. You don't understand how your blood works. So if you are, again, let's say if you are, what's one? Let's say you are O positive, and you don't know that Mars, the god of war, and you wonder, well, I don't know a positive person that does not have a, how can I put it delicately, temper, we'll put it that way, that's hidden. Now, A positive people are the nicest people on the planet until you piss them off. Don't believe me? Piss one off. What about O negatives? Well, you know, we ain't got time to go through the blood, guys. We've already done that. Last but not least, I'm already over time. Number 7 of these 7 keys that you need to have for, quote unquote, if you're going by the Caucasian capitalist system, it's called sales and marketing. But if you're going by the Morningstar, Yahushua, dark ether carbon system, it's called service and diakonia, a.k.a. service and ministry. So according to the service and ministry, number 7, you always put people over purpose, because people are purpose. So number 7, and this is a tricky one, and the reason I say people over purpose is because the enemy, see, God, he sends you through a series of tests. Remember when that scripture in the Bible where it talks about, you know, and they said that, Lord, when did we see you and we didn't feed you, or we didn't help you, or we didn't do this, that, and the other? And he says, well, when you've done it unto the least of these, you've done it unto me. So God has his purpose inside of his people. Now, the Bible says, how can you love God who you have not seen, but you hate your brother who you see every day? So, black man, we get 10 black people in the room and we want to kill each other. Go to Chicago. Now, black people will riot when the cops kill a black person. But in Chicago, that's black on black crime. Negroes is dropping like flies. Well, actually, not even Chicago. Any man, you can go down to Fifth Ward, Houston, where I grew up at, or where I hung out at. They killing Negroes. Negroes killing Negroes. That never makes the news. Negroes dropping Negroes like flies. Been doing it. In the black community, they don't say nothing. I was in no black churches down there. The black churches, they got fences around them. Are you serious? Go to the hood. Churches got, I rode by this big old huge church, and I stopped. It was in Austin. I couldn't believe it. It was in the hood. I was dropping my son off. I'm like, kid, is that a church? And it was locked and chained up. Big old huge monstrosity in the hood. First Ebenezer something. I'm like, are you serious? I thought the church was supposed to open the doors. Do you know if the church let homeless people stay there during the week, there wouldn't be no homeless churches? Not in the hood, anyway, because there's a church on every corner in the hood. But, hey, it's ran by black folks, and we scared of black folks. Craziest thing, some sliced bread. So, number 7, brothers and sisters, to understand service and ministry, which is sales and marketing, to be successful with Clarinomics, which is the household management of the soul. That means you take your problem that God gave you and you turn it into your product. And now you help other people that got that problem. So guess what? If my purpose is teaching and I put all my emphasis on teaching, who I'm going to teach to? Because I don't like people. Because I got my purpose over people. So, no, because remember, I'm not talking about somebody reading a book. I've actually did this. I actually said I don't like people. Now, I know people who, you know, now, no disrespect to nobody, because some of us are shy by nature. Some of us are not. I like to talk. Now, what if you're not like my wife? My wife is a doer. We was talking today, and we had an epiphany. Now, my wife is a 22. She's a 4. She's a doer. Me, I like to talk. And it's interesting because the way I solve problems is by talking. If my wife got a problem, she don't say nothing. She just get up, and she go out and start cutting the grass. She go out, and she start, you know. Then my wife took out the dishwasher, went underneath that, repaired the dishwasher, and put it back in. It's like she's a handyman, but she's a handy woman. My wife does more physical stuff than I do. I talk all the time. Even my neighbor's like, oh, so you got your wife out there cutting your yard again there, brother. Hey, man, she likes to cut the grass, homie. I don't know. But that used to bother me until I found out my wife's blood type. and a life path number. And I understand she's designed by God to do that. She got a different set of morals than I got. God has a different standard. She's on a different road. She got a different diaconia. She got a different business. So my wife is minding her own business. I need to mind mine. So I'm a talker. She's a doer. So we got a different code. So I need to make sure that I don't put my purpose over her person, because that's what I've been doing. I've been getting mad at my wife because she don't listen to my shows and she don't talk and sit around like, but I invite people over and talk. When we had the coffee shop, my wife would do this. Man, this is crazy. My wife would, we laugh about this to this day. I would be, the dudes would come into the coffee shop. We would sit down and we would start talking. My wife would come over there and she would sit down. In the middle of the conversation, they would even ask her a question to engage in the conversation. She would get up. She wouldn't say, excuse me. She would get up and leave. And she would go back and start making coffee, doing the inventory. She would start cleaning. She would start doing stuff with her hand. When they would leave, I would say, babe, why'd you do that? That was disrespectful. She said, y'all fools weren't talking about nothing. Shit, I wasn't interested in hitting that. Y'all just a bunch of dudes sitting around laughing and joking. Now, I got offended because I didn't know her purpose. She's not a talker. She's a doer. So when I want something done, I call my wife. If y'all want something done, call my wife. If y'all want to talk, call me. I'm a counselor. I'm a teacher. But you won't see me out there changing my brake pads. You see my wife out there doing it. My wife would go out there and do stuff that most is crazy. But again, purpose. So what if I use my morals and put them on my wife? Say, well, you're a woman. You're a girl. You supposed to say, now this is what I used to tell her. You know my wife did in the, she was in the military. You know what she did in the army? Well, she might not want me to tell y'all. But my wife is not like the, you know, barefoot pregnant, put him in the kitchen. I tried that shiznit, and that didn't work. So the way that our marriage works is because I took the time to understand my wife. And she took time to understand me, and we allow ourselves to be ourselves. Purpose, again, is not important. It's not important, more important than people, because my purpose is people. See, the devil got me on that one. I don't want him to get you. I don't want you to get so high and mighty and you find your purpose and you transmute your problem and now you know how to do all of this great stuff and you God's gift to the planet and you go off and you say, I ain't got time for you, man. I'm doing my purpose. Hold up, dog. Hold up. Your purpose is people. The moment that you get so high and mighty, Brother Will, that you ain't got no time to hang out with people, you in trouble. Because the only reason that God gave me my gift is to help people. So I'm going to take my gift and I'm too high and mighty now that I can't talk to people. Or I'm too good, I can't let my wife go and do stuff. My wife will do stuff for people in the church. I'm like, why are you doing that for Sister So-and-so? She's a nobody. But she's a doer, and I'm a talker. What are you? Whatever you are, make sure that you, number one, you focus on it. Make sure then that you do number two. Never expect somebody to do what you're supposed to do for yourself. Number three, make sure that you mind what you're supposed to be doing. Make sure you mind your own business. Number four, make sure that your business is going in a straight line and you're not over on Instagram getting some instant gratification. Make sure that you're driving in a straight line. Because the fastest way to get from any destination is in a straight line. Number five, make sure you learn to say no to all of the distractions. Say no to all of the distractions. It's important. Number six, make sure that your morals come from your purpose. Because your purpose came from a person. That person is your God that gave you your blood. So make sure you understand your morality code. That's your principles. Morals and principles, procedures, those are all the same thing. That comes down to purpose. And number six, make sure that even though you get all of this stuff that we've been talking about, you got all of these six things, make sure you love your brother who you see every day. But you can love God who you've never seen. Nobody has seen God. But everybody loves, man, they go to cry, turn over chairs. Everybody loves God. But they see Sister So-and-so or Brother So-and-so, they walk past him like dirt. Come on, dog. We got to do better. Now remember, dog is not a negative term. You just God in reverse. Because what is the one attribute that a dog has? A dog can sense something before it happens. That's why they have service dogs. A dog, they're seizure dogs. I almost got one for my daughter until she got out of her seizures. A seizure dog can tell you at least a minute to 2 minutes in advance before the seizure happens. So dog is a very complimentary term because dogs can do what you can't. Dogs got a sixth sense. They are tuned into their intuition. So our dog will run to the door and start barking 2 to 3 minutes before the sales dude comes up to my door. And I'm like, how the hell did the dog know somebody was walking through the door? I don't know, but the dog knows. The dog will start going crazy. And I look out the window. Nobody's out there. A minute later, I hear a knock at the door. The dog knew somebody was coming to my house. How did he know? I don't know, but they do. So if I call you dog or dogette, trust me, it's a term of endearment. Pimp the game. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. Oh, before I say that, make sure everybody's on a call tonight, especially if you're not black, because you need to hear what you got that we don't. And then if you are black, you need to hear what you got that you shouldn't be using as no damn billy club because you got it. Join me tonight at 7 at the Carbon 7 Super 7 Series. Super 7 Series, I think I said 7 twice. Anyway, I love you, appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly a virtue. Bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass the message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah.